25.
2CH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
And now, cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
At 14 minutes to 10, good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
And what do you have for us today?
Well, I want to tell you about a lovely day I spent on Saturday out at Camden. Went to visit the Camden Park House, which was open to the public. It's one of those wonderful, stately old homes. It reminded me of when I was in Europe, you know, you'd go out and you'd visit these lovely big houses. And this is one of very few that we can do in Sydney. So it takes about an hour from the city if you go out through the M5, and it's like going out into the country. And the house was, it was originally established by John MacArthur. In fact, it was his idea, but it wasn't completed until a year after he died, poor thing. He'd been granted 5,000 acres of the best pasture land out there. It was called Cow Pastures. And it's still an operating dairy farm. In fact, the whole of the Camden area used to be full of dairy farms. There were 70 to 80 years ago, and now there are only about 8 or 9.
Mm.
Yeah. So have you actually ever been out to visit Camden Park House?
I haven't, but it sounds lovely.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, the drawing room, there are watercolours there by Conrad Martens, one of our famous painters. A library full of originals by Byron and Dickens, and a fantastic cellar downstairs with ancient wines. I don't think I'd really want to be tasting those. But the thing that most appealed to me, actually, was afterwards we went out into the garden, and they have wonderful camellias out there, and they were serving scones and jam and cream, and they were just delicious. In fact, I think they were the best scones, jam and cream I've ever had.
Really? Better than my mother's?
Oh, I think so, yes. And they had 2,000 visitors over the weekend, so they were very busy because it's a house that the MacArthurs actually still live in.
Well, we've got the school holidays coming up, and we've got a long weekend one after next, so that's a good thing to do.
I've got my kids' cooking classes, yes, all through the holidays.
Okay, now that reminds me. Do you remember how when you were at school I used to run the record bar?
I do remember.
I used to sell these records for about $2. They all had sample record not for sale on them, but they were the records I was sent as samples as a disc jockey back in those days. And I've often told the story. The record companies didn't mind. They thought they knew it was for a good cause. I used to sell Beatle records for $2. Now I keep hearing about them selling for like $100,000 if they've got their signature on them, etc.
I know. Actually, I was reminded of that because on the weekend, I also had a little look around the Winona School Fete, and I remember you selling the records at the Fete shop. Oh, dear, how times have changed. My son, who's now 30 years old, tells me that he prefers to listen to vinyl records. He says the sound quality is better than CDs. So, you know, everything old is new again.
Okay, now, what I was going to say is, because I don't have a school fete, why don't I offer to your pupils or your... What do you call them? Your cooking enthusiasts.
My students. Yes.
Some of these records.
A great idea.
I will give you some of them. I've got a few DVDs. I don't know whether I have any. They're probably like Justin Bieber, do they?
Justin Bieber, Kylie Minogue.
Miley Cyrus. I don't know that I have those, but I do. I do have some CDs, music for dining with recipes.
Oh, okay.
But we might make that a little added advantage.
Okay, if they book into the classes.
Yes.
Okay, terrific. Yeah, well, they start next week on Monday, and I've got some lovely menus, potato and leek soup and stir-fried chicken, orange poppy seed cake, triple chocolate brownies. Children always love to have a bit of chocolate on the menu, so I always include something with chocolate.
Is it true you have a new cookbook coming out?
Yes, it's coming out on the 1st of October, and it's called The Cook's Garden, and my recipe for today is from that. It's for an apple raisin and cream cheesecake. It's a three-layered cake with a pastry base and then the cream cheese filling with eggs, caster sugar and vanilla, and then a delicious mix of raisins which have been soaked in dark rum, Granny Smith apples sliced and cinnamon, which are all tossed together, and that goes on the top, and then you bake it for about an hour.
Wow, that's...
Yum, yum, yum.
Your website?
Yes, SheridanRogers.com.au.
We'll talk more about your... it's a beautiful book. I would say that, of course, but it is. It's magnificent.
Thank you.
And we'll talk about that next week.
Okay, great.
And talking about kids singing here, three young teenagers still at school, they were in Italy, have become overnight sensations. They call themselves Il Volo. Bye.
Bye.